Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gus Felix. Batting second. The third baseman, William Marriott. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ernie Padgett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cooney. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Cooney. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting third. The shortstop, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Wilbur Cooper. And now, play ball. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fragaw. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott strikes out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Pittenger reaches second base with a double. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops it up and throws to first, with Cooney covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is called out on strikes. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Adams reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Pittenger moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragaugh fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fragaugh. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0 for 1 in the game. Felix hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0 for 1 in the game. Marriott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Paget scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weiss. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Burris moves to third. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burris tags and scores. Gibson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0-for-1 in the game. Padgett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffith. Padgett reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Padgett moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Padgett scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0-for-2 in the game. Felix hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffith bunts in front of the plate. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0-for-2 in the game. Marriott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive towards the mound. Cooper can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Vic Keane now pitching. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pittenger moves to second. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Fraga moves to second. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Padgett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffith, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Padgett goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Cubs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0 for 3 in the game. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger has Smith trapped. There's the throw to Hartnett and back to Pittenger, who tags Smith for the out. Felix moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0 for 3 in the game. Marriott hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Griffith is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffith strikes out. One out. Vic Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Padgett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pittenger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marriott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Y settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraga fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fraga hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Felix. Fraga reaches second base with a double. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Weiss is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards third. Marriott juggles the ball. That's an error on Marriott. Fraga scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welsh. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Hartnett moves to third. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Paget scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Paget hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Johnny Cooney. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Genewich now pitching. Vic Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to third. Adams moves to second. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to home to get Keene. Adams scores. Pittenger moves to third. Fraga moves to second. One out. It's 9-6, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 4 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to home to get Pittenger. Fragaw moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0 for 4 in the game. Felix hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0 for 4 in the game. Marriott hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix moves to third. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burris hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Welsh moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix scores. Welsh moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 9-7, Cubs. Guy Bush now pitching. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Padgett hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Boston Braves, 7. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.